Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, I'm Amy Holmes here with Lynn Scherr. Lynn, let's take a listen to some of the healthcare sound bites that have been flying around the airwaves.
This idea that somehow the House of Representatives voted for death panels that will basically pull the plug on grandma because it's too expensive to let her live anymore.
People are very concerned when you start talking about cost controls. You're asking us to trust the government.
Such a system is downright evil.
You were just listening to Obama, then Newt Gingrich, and George Stephanopoulos. Those were some high voltage, volatile words there. Evil, death panels, pulling the plug. And at the center of this debate are senior citizens. Many are scared, they're skeptical, and they're letting their congresspeople know it. Joining us to look at the politics of the debate is Julie Mason, White House correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Julie, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Amy.
So Gallup is reporting that by a margin of 3-1, seniors believe that reform will reduce rather than increase their access to health care. What's going on?
Well, seniors haven't really heard much to reassure them in this debate. They, like you say, they are absolutely at the center of it. They are huge consumers of health care. Both sides are trying to use them to try to get them sort of riled up. Of course, death panels, that was a big scare tactic of the week. But more to the point, a lot of it comes down to Medicare. And if you're a politician, there are a few things in life you don't mess with. And one is Medicare. You leave it alone, unless you're going to make it better. But one of the things Obama is talking about is creating new savings by trimming Medicare payments for many services as an incentive for providers to be more efficient. And now to a lot of seniors, that sounds like Medicare cuts.
Well, Julie, we have seniors with us on the line to discuss all of these issues. We have Mary McKinney, 67-year-old African-American from the Bronx. We also have Barbara and Dick Mitchell, an 80-year-old married couple from Yukon, Oklahoma, and Geraldine Poe, who we heard earlier, an 86-year-old retired teacher who's joining us from Charlotte, North Carolina. But Barbara and Richard, I want to start with you. Obama's job approval among seniors is below 50%, down from 61% in January. What's your view? Why do you think this is happening?
I think there are so many scare tactics going on and so much confusion that we don't really know what is going on, and we're worried.
Richard, do you have concerns
and fears
about what's going on?
Well, the word volatile is a very appropriate word. Death panel, I take death panel to mean, do you have an advance directive and a resuscitate document that our state, we've had for 20 years, that we carry around in our car, If that's what death panel means, and I assume that's what we're talking about when you talk to a physician, they want to know, are you an organ donor? I guess that's talking about death. So I think of that part as far as death panel. That's frightening. Also, I'm a classic Medicare concern old person. I've got two hip replacements on middle of September. I'm going to have a knee replaced. In March, I'm going to have the other knee replaced. My hips are 10 to 12 years. I think in my lifetime, they will need to be replaced again. It frightens me when we talk about cutting Medicare, because to me, those are the kinds of high-priced surgery that we won't find available in Medicare. That's my thinking when I hear us talk about Medicare and cutting back.
Mary McKinney, let me bring you in. What are you thinking when you hear these terms, death panel, cuts to Medicare? What's your view?
Well, I've heard about the death panels, and we all wait right now. I can speak for New York. Some of us are in a death panel almost because we can't even get our medication. I mean, the copayment is so expensive, but I would also like to say I think we should have reform. Yes, we need to change it. I don't think we need to cut Medicare. I think we should make it more better for seniors to be able to go to their doctors. I like to stay with my doctor. I like to remain with my doctor. Now, I think it's not enough information out here for us to educate us more on exactly what is there for seniors. I don't like to just jump the gun and say because someone said death panel. I would like to hear from the president exactly what they are going to do for the seniors. And that scares a lot of seniors because we haven't heard in details what it will
help with the seniors.
Mary, you bring up a very good point about how confusing this is, all of these different committees, all of these different reform plans. Geraldine Poe,
yes.
Joining us from Charlotte, North Carolina. You're a retired school teacher. Have you gotten into this debate with your neighbors? Are there specific aspects of reform that seem to be really hot-button issues?
Yes, I think it is a hot issue, and I'm like the others. We'll be glad when something definite and very precise come out on the take on Medicare. I know that if I had lost my Medicare, I would not be able to survive and pay my bills. Number one, the doctors, I feel there should be a cap on visitations to doctors. I don't think it makes sense to charge $250 for a office visit when sometimes all they do is look at you and ask you questions. So I think there's somewhere along the way the doctor, there should be a cap on it so that we can maintain Medicare and get healthy, convenience for seniors and for everybody. But I think everybody in the United States should have some affordable care. There are people on the low economic level that really cannot afford to get their medication. And they have children. And it's just really sad. And it's too bad they have to do all this bickering back and forth without being sensitive to all of the people in America and all of the people who are on different levels.
Barbara Mitchell, out there in Oklahoma, I understand that you're an AARP volunteer, correct?
Yes.
Well, you may have seen in USA Today that they report that 60,000 of the AARP members have quit over this health care reform. Are you seeing that same kind of passion where you are?
Yeah, we're not in that loop as a volunteer.
I see.
We really don't know. Mostly what we know is what we see on television as far as that's concerned. We do know that people belonging to AARP and others that don't are very much concerned because cost, particularly of medicine, keeps going up, and yet our pensions stay the same, our Social Security stays the same, but our medicine and health care takes a bigger and bigger percentage out of what we have for retirement.
Well, Mary McKinney, one of the ways that the president has been proposing to address this is the government-run plan. What do you think of that option?
Well, the government's already running Medicare. My thing, I would like to remain my same insurance. I think they should put better guidelines. I think they should watch the insurance companies closely and the pharmacy and make them accountable, you know. And I think most of us agree on if sometimes you go to the doctor and the doctor have you come back and sometimes you don't know the reason. Because if you're a senior, some seniors don't ask questions. For me, I would ask, why am I coming back this early? But it should be some guideline. But the president also has to let us know. I'm glad he's saying reform it, but let the seniors know.
Well, certainly I hope that we can get some of those answers, those questions answered. We've been listening to Mary McKinney, Barbara, and Dick Mitchell in Yukon, Oklahoma, and Geraldine Poe from Charlotte, North Carolina. Julie, I want to take this back to you for the takeaway. We're hearing from these folks that they feel like they just don't understand what's being presented to them in any kind of detail. What does the president need to do?
Boy, Amy, it's so clear just from listening to these people, the president needs to do a much better job of explaining how what he is proposing is going to help seniors and get them on board, if in fact it is going to help them. You can see the government's just done a terrible job of communicating. There's so much confusion and fear out there.
And, you know, we see from the Gallup numbers that seniors are the most skeptical of any demographic about health care reform. Can the president afford to lose their support?
No, absolutely not. He needs them if he's going to run again. And they're also, Amy, I would add that they're also the best informed. They do. They read the paper. They follow the news. They're very involved in this issue.
So, Julie, what do you expect to hear from the president then after the August recess?
Well, he's going to keep talking about it a little bit more this week, Amy, and then he's going to go on vacation and come back and just full bore hitting this hard. I think they're going to come back with a lot clearer plan and really do a sales job.
And what about this confusion just over the last weekend that it seemed that he was floating a trial balloon that the government-run plan is not necessarily essential, and now they're, you know, saying, no, we didn't mean that. What's going on here?
Right, it's just creating more confusion, and now they're saying, you know, we really didn't imagine this to be the centerpiece of the debate. Well, it became the centerpiece of the debate, excuse me, Amy, and now they're backing away from it, which, again, only makes consumers like seniors more confused about what exactly the government's trying to do.
It is confusing, but here at The Takeaway, we're trying to sort through all of these issues, so, well, you don't have to. That was Julie Mason, White House correspondent for The Washington Examiner. We were joined by seniors Mary McKinney, Barbara and Dick Mitchell, and Geraldine Poe. Thanks all.